Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph of Meseches Sukkah. We are holding on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We are at Tanu Rabbanan Holchei Drachim. Last word on the line is Holchei, about 7-8 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to go back to the issue of the mitzvah of Sukkah and how someone who's Osik mitzvah is part from Sukkah, and even people who are traveling for a Dvar HaRashus or people who are guarding a city or guarding orchards are pater based on the drasha of Teshu who came to Dura, as we're about to see. So Tanu Rabbanan Holchei Drachim Bayom Paturim Min HaSukkah Bayom. People who travel during the day are pater from Sukkah during the day, and this is based on Teshu who came to Dura. Just like you wouldn't eat in your house while you're traveling, so too you don't eat in your you don't have to eat in the Sukkah while you're traveling. But v'chayavin belayla, but at night when you're no longer traveling, then you're chayiv in Sukkah. You're not considered a Holchei Derech anymore. You're just a person who's remaining stagnant, and at that point, you have to be in the Sukkah. Holchei Drachim Balayla, people who travel exclusively at night, are patur min HaSukkah Balayla v'chayav in Bayom, are patur from Sukkah at night, but are chayav in Sukkah during the daytime. Holchei Drachim Bayom uvalayla, patur min HaSukkah Bayom uvein Balayla. People who travel both day and night are patur from Sukkah both day and night, which is also fairly logical. That's only, however, when you're traveling for Dvar Shus. But Holchem Dvar Mitzvah, Pturin Bein Bayom Uvein Balayla. When you're traveling for a mitzvah, then you're potter both day and night, regardless of when you're traveling. Even if you're only traveling during the day, you're potter at night also, because during the night, you're Tarud B'machsheves HaMitzvah. You're distracted by thinking about the mitzvah, and that's enough to be considered Osik b'mitzvah. Ki ad Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna ki avu aili b'shabta d'rigla, like Rav Chisda and Rabba Rav Huna, when they would go on Shabbos Chol HaMoed l'bei Reish Galusa, to the house of the Reish Galusa, havu ganu araksa d'sura, they would sleep on the edge of the river of Sura, and they wouldn't sleep in the Sukkah. Amri, so they explain the reason they did this is anan shluchei mitzvah anan upeturin, that we are shluchei mitzvah, that we're going to the house of the Reish Galusa to hear the drasha, to be makbil pnei rabbo, you know, to greet our rebbe, and that's enough to pater us from Sukkah. So main point over here, people who are traveling for Dvar HaRashus are pater while they're traveling. People traveling for a mitzvah are pater even while they are not traveling. Tanu Rabbanan, Shomri Ir Bayom, Pturim Min HaSukkah Bayom. People who are guarding a city during the day are part from Sukkah during the day. V'chayav B'layla, but they're chayav at night. Shomri Ir B'layla, Pturim Min HaSukkah B'layla, V'chayav Bayom. Those who are guarding the city at night are part from Sukkah at night, but they're chayav during the day. Shomri Ir Bein Bayom Uvein B'layla, Pturim Min HaSukkah Bein Bayom Uvein B'layla. And people who are traveling, who are rather guarding the city both day and night, are part from Sukkah both day and night. Shomri Ginus Pardesim, people who are guarding gardens and orchards and therefore don't go home, Paturim Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, are Patur day and night, even if they're only guarding during the day, because they don't go home at night. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, they have a Sukkah, Hasam Velesu, so what, they don't go home? Why can't they just put up a Sukkah where they are, by the gardens, by the orchards, and sit in Sukkah when they're not guarding? Abaye Amr Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. Abaye says the reason they're Patur is based on the drasha Teshvu Ke'en Taduru. That's the way one lives in the Sukkah should be the same way you live in your house the whole year, with your bed, with your normal kelim. So since a person is not able to bring out his normal kelim all the way to the gardens and to the orchards, that would be too much to hire a moving company to bring all of his stuff. He's Patur from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Rava Amar Rava says, no, they're Patur for a different reason. Pirtsa kara laganav, just like if you have a breach in the fence of a field, it's as if you're calling out to a ganav, come here and steal stuff. So too a sukkah causes ganavim to come, because the ganav knows that the shomer is sleeping in a sukkah, and he can get in and sneak in and steal things in a way that that the shomer will not be able to see. My binayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons of Abaye and Rava as to why it is that a shomer ginos and pardesim is put from sukkah? Ikubinayu to commander Karya de Piri. Nafkamina would be if he's just guarding a pile of fruits, because then he could just make the open wall of the sukkah directly across from that pile of fruits. The ganav will not be able to have any access to it. But as far as Teshu Ken Tadur is concerned, that's still a legitimate concern. He's still not going to be able to schlep all of his stuff all the way out to where that pile of fruits is. So main point number two over here, people who are guarding gardens or orchards are put from sukkah either because Teshu Ken Tadur, or because of Pirtza Kora Leganav, Nafkamina is if they're just guarding a single pile of fruits. Then the Mishnah said, Cholinu Mishamshem, that people who are sick and those who are caring for the ill are Pratza from Sukkah. So, Tan Rabbanan, Cholesh Amru Lo Cholesh Yesh Bal Sakana. When we talk about a Cholesh, it doesn't have to be a Cholesh Yesh Bal Sakana. El Afilu Cholesh Ein Bal Sakana. Even if he's someone who's not dangerously ill. Afilu Chash Beinov, Afilu Chash Barosho. Even if he has some sort of eye ailment, he has some sort of head ailment, he's still going to be Pratza from Sukkah because he's Mitzta'er. Amram Shimon Gamliel, Pam Achas Chashti Be'enei B'Kesari. He said, you know, one time I had an eye ailment in Kesar, V'hiti Rabbi Yossi Beribi, and Rabbi Yossi, who was Beribi, who was the sharpest one of the generation, permitted Lishonani U'mishamshi Chutzal Sukkah, that I and the guy taking care of me were allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah. So here you have that someone who's sick, even if it's a cholesh ein bo sakana, even if it's someone who's not dangerously ill, is pata from sukkah. Rav shara l'ravacha bardala l'migna b'kilta b'sukkah. Rav allowed ravacha bardala to sleep underneath a canopy in the sukkah. Mishumbake, because of the gnats that were causing him discomfort, that he thought that was enough reason to be able to sleep in a canopy in the sukkah, even though the canopy was 10 tefachim high above the bed, and it's considered an ohel, and it should be chotzeitz between the guy sleeping there and the schach. Rava sharele Rabbi Acha Barada lemigna barmi metalalta mishum sircha de gargishta. He allowed him to sleep outside of the sukkah because the floor of the sukkah was made from a very smelly type of, from something that would smell terribly when it rained. So even when it stopped raining, if the smell was still there, he would tell him that he's pata from sukkah. And this is Rava l'tamei, dam Rava mitzar, pata from sukkah. Rava holds that mitzar is pata from sukkah. Everyone really holds mitzar is pata from sukkah, but Rava formulated this din that a mitzta'ir is pater from sukkah. Va'anantanan cholim shem shem p'turim min sukkah chol in mitzta'ir lo. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, is that true that a mitzta'ir is pater from sukkah? The Mishnah says that a sick person is pater from sukkah, but that implies if you just stam a mitzta'ir that you're not pater. So amri chola hu umisham shem p'turim mitzta'ir hu pater misham shem lo. The difference between a chol and a mitzta'ir is that a chola and all those who are helping him are a chola, and all those who are helping him are pater. A mitzta'ir is pater, but those who are helping him are not pater from sukkah. So that's the next main point. Main point again is that a chola and those who are aiding the chola are pater from sukkah. A mitzta'ir is pater, but those who are helping him are not pater from sukkah. So now, the Mishnah said, Ochlim achilas harai chutzal sukkah. That you're allowed to eat an achilas harai outside of the sukkah. But kama achilas harai? How much is an achilas harai? Amar of Yosef, tarti otlas bei. It's two or three kibetzim. That's the definition of achilas harai. That's not an achilas keva. Amar le abayva, zimnin sagin, sagile linish ba'achi. He says, what do you mean? That's a whole meal. A lot of people who are hungry will eat that for a whole meal. Vavle sudas keva. Doesn't that make it a sudas keva? Elo amar abayi kidetoim bar berava el kala. Now, you know what achilas harai is? The amount that a yeshiva student would grab for breakfast before he runs out to the shir, where he's certainly not going to eat too much because he doesn't want to miss the shir, and that we assume to be a kibetza. So main point over here, the machlokas, whether the definition of achilas harai is two or three kibetzim, or a single kibetza. Now we're going to have a braisa that contrasts the iser, the heter of achilas harai with shena sarai, with sleeping a short nap. Tan rabbanan ochun achilas sarai chutzal sukkah, but vein yeshenim shena sarai chutzal sukkah. My time, why the difference between eating and sleeping? Amar vash gzera shema yeradim. It's a gzera that a person might fall asleep and sleep longer, and it will turn into a shenas keva. So that's why shenas sarai is not allowed outside the sukkah. Amle abay elahadatani yashin adam shenas sarai b'tfilin avelo shenas keva. Well, wait a second. If every time a person takes a nap, we have to be concerned that it might turn into a long sleep, why do we allow a person to take a nap in his tefillin? Shouldn't we be concerned that it will turn into a long sleep? No, the case of allowing a person to take a nap in his tefillin is if he appoints somebody else to wake him up in case he falls asleep. Who's to say that guy won't fall asleep? Ella Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'maniach Roshav Ben Birkav Askinan. You know, when we allow someone to fall asleep in their tefillin, only if they don't lie down. They just put their head between their knees, where there's no chance that that can turn into a Shenas Keva. Rava, however, disagrees. Rava says, no, we're not concerned, Shema Yiradim, like Ravashi had said, that the person might fall asleep, you know, and it'll turn into a real sleep. No. The reason why you're not allowed to take a nap in outside of your sukkah is Ein Keva Lashena, that there is no such thing as a set sleep. So Tani Chada, Yashina, so I guess let's make a main point over there. Two different opinions why you're not allowed to take a nap outside of the sukkah. Either it will turn into a Shenas Keva, or even a nap is considered a Shenas Keva. One brisa says you're allowed to take a nap in your tefillin, but not a shenas keva. Another brisa says ben keva ben harai, that you can sleep however you want in your tefillin, even a shenas keva. And a third brisa says lo keva v'lo harai. So it's a three-way stira. Says mar lo kasha. It's not a stira at all. Ha dinakadu biyadei. The brisa that says that you're not allowed to sleep at all, even a shenas harai, is talking about not when you're wearing tefillin, when you're holding them in your hand. If you fall asleep, you loosen your grip, they'll fall to the floor, and that would be a terrible bizayo. Ha, the braisa that says that you're not allowed to sleep as shenas keva, but you're allowed to sleep as shenas harai, deman chibireshe. That's talking about that your tefillin are actually on your head. Ha, deparasudri lave. The braisa that allows you even take a shenas keva is if your tefillin are not only not on your head, they're not even in your hand, they're next to you and you have a cloth covering them, then you could sleep a shenas keva. You don't have to worry that they're going to fall when you're sleeping because they're safely secured somewhere else. The kama shenas harai, and how much is a shenas harai? Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel kedei hiluch mea amma. The amount of time that it takes to walk 100 amas. Tani Rami Achi, hayashin b'tfilin v'roa keri. If a person is sleeping in his tefillin, it becomes a bal keri, becomes tamei. Ochez b'ritzua, he should grab the ritzuos of the tefillin, ve'eina ochez b'ktitza, and he should not grab the ktitza of the tefillin, which is the bottom of the tefillin, divrei Rabbi Yaakov, when he removes them. That's Rabbi Yaakov's opinion, that Rabbi Yaakov holds you're allowed to sleep in your tefillin, shenas harai, even during the nighttime, and we're not worried that it's going to lead to a shenas keva. V'cham omrim, yashin adam tefillin, shenas harai, avalo, shenas keva. That you're allowed to sleep shenas harai in the tefillin, but you're not allowed to sleep a shenas keva. The kama shenas harai kedei hiluch mea ama, and how much is a shenas harai? Shenas harai is the amount of time that it takes to walk 100 amos. So we'll stop there, and the last main point will be that when you're wearing the tefillin, you're allowed to sleep shenas harai, but not shenas keva. When you're holding the tefillin, you're not allowed to sleep at all, even a shenas harai. When they're next to you and covered, you're even allowed to sleep a shenas keva. And the definition of shenas harai is the amount of time that it takes to walk 100 amos. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Amar Rav on the fourth line of the page.